You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX. Morgan in the Morning.
Forecast is calling for fog this morning here and there. Other than that, sunshine and clouds, not a bad day. 74. Clouds roll in tonight. More fog, of course. Low 57. And the Friday, the beginning of the weekend, the day we love the most, much of the same. Fog in the morning, a little more humid. Sun and clouds, 76. We've got 62 right now in our backyard. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze, Alexander Ford, Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. I'm excited because it's Thursday.
I'm really excited.
You seem excited.
Oh, what's to get excited about?
What's to get excited about?
Well, let's see. It's Thursday, right?
It's just Thursday.
Just a regular Thursday.
Well, I, for one, am very excited about
This show.
Yep. Nothing to get excited about.
That's negative thinking.
I don't have time for that.
I'm just going to start talking, and there we go.
It's showtime.
WQKX.
WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
We're going to make it Thirsty Thursday because of pink wine as we paint the valley pink. There's something to get excited about. And speaking of painting the valley pink, we've come up with this new idea. It's called a party bus. Yeah. Coming off last night's drinks for pink, we've got a party bus. Details coming up.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
What are you having for breakfast this morning? Should I ask? Or maybe that's rude. I'm just the voice on the radio. I probably shouldn't. But we asked you yesterday on Facebook, what was your favorite cereal? And you guys chimed right in, which was great. I said, I like Cheerios. And there's nothing wrong with different flavors of Cheerios. Some people disagree with me. And then there's the pumpkin spice issue that has become hot in central PA. People, like, can't stand pumpkin spice. You either love it or you hate it, and I don't know what the issue is. I think it's a great thing. Sometimes a little over the top, but, you know, I don't know. I'm okay with it. Pumpkin spice Cheerios on my table this morning. Nicole likes Frosted Flakes. Barb Wolf, Lucky Charms. Barb, are you a little old for Lucky Charms? Is there a demographic attached to a cereal that has marshmallows in it? I don't know. But hey, you do you, Barb. Kathy says Cinnamon Cheerios. I'm with you there, girl. Our buddy Slade Shrek says life. Life is funny, isn't it? And if Mikey likes it, you go ahead and eat it too. Thad says cheeseburgers. You know, Thad, I talked about cereal, but if there is a cereal named Cheeseburgers, it's kind of scary. Golden Grahams for Shayna. Oh, man, I haven't had Golden Grahams in decades. I didn't even know they made them anymore. I'm going to the store, Shayna. Thank you. Penny says, Kellogg's Raisin Bran. You remember two scoops of raisins in every box. Probably tiny scoops, but it doesn't matter. Cinnamon Toast Crunch, says Shannon. Ricky says, Grape Nuts. Man, that's like chewing something you bought at Lowe's. Okay, I don't know. I just don't know. Raisin Bran Crunch? Didn't know there was such a thing, Krista Joe, but we'll go ahead with it. Melissa says Raisin Bran as well. Still popular. I don't know. I'm going with my Cheerios because there's so many flavors.
Pumpkin Spice Cheerios are in stores again for the fifth year.
Yes.
That's right. You've been able to get Pumpkin Spice Cheerios since 2016.
I know.
You may not think that's a big deal, because when you go to the grocery store, there's an entire shelf featuring a myriad of Cheerios flavors.
I love it.
Mint Cheerios, Banana Nuts, Cinnamon Burst, Multigrain, Peanut Butter Cheerios, and the list goes on.
Yes.
But from 1941 to 1976, there was one flavor of Cheerios.
What do you get?
That flavor was paper.
So
cherish your Pumpkin Spice Cheerios.
Easy.
Spoiled, inappreciative, ungrateful twit.
Come on.
Next, General Mills has nothing to do with this silly little rant.
All right, you know, I'm done with her. Could we just, could we just move on?
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
We've got a late night soundbite. Fallon wants to talk about what's new with Uber. And hey, I like my Pumpkin Spice Cheerios. It's Thursday, and that means Thursday Night Football. Are you set? Yeah, me either. We'll talk about it coming up. It's Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Uber is introducing a new feature that tracks your flight so your ride is ready when you land at the airport. I don't know, this seems like a tall order for a company that can't even find what corner you're standing on.
Morgan in the morning. Be a part of the show. The Ford Fun Line is always open. 1-800-326-94KX.
Tonight, the Los Angeles Rams. The Seattle Seahawks. Only one thing could make the game better. Not being played on the dumbest night of the week for football. Thursday Night Football. Tonight.
I'll be there. I'll be watching. Wait, no, I won't, because baseball is still alive for me, for now. The Boston Red Sox tonight and the Tampa Bay Rays, a team they've struggled with all season, plus the Yankees, right? Oh, yeah, and there was Toronto there for a spell. Four out of five teams in the American League East Division are like playoff-quality teams, all from one division. So, yeah, I'll be Red Sox watching tonight because I'm a baseball fan. Don't criticize me, you football lovers. I love football, too. No doubt about it, I played the game. Born and raised in NEPA, crashing helmets, sticking, hitting, tackling. That was me. Led the league in interceptions and head concussions, not necessarily in that order. Probably a reason for my behavior. Nonetheless, an exciting baseball game last night. I didn't watch it all. But the Dodgers win it walk-off style. We'll check that with news and sports next. So the Dodgers are your wild-card team in the NL. The Red Sox, your wild-card team in the AL. Both leagues just start whittling down till we get to the World Series. Yeah.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Yeah, Mark's on the way. He's got the news and the sports since Rob the Sports Center continues vacation. Also, the AccuWeather forecast. Hopefully, Steve will be with us. Do we have viral comedy this morning? Why, certainly we do. We'll be running that by you. It is weird stuff indeed. Morgan in the Morning is here for you every morning at 6 a.m. News is next. 62 now, high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford in Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. I don't know if I want to bring you stupid news first or viral comedy. Both of them are stupid and funny, but we don't like using the word stupid here on the show, and I've already done that three times. It's on the way. And speaking of that, were you the class clown? We'll talk about that as well. It's Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX. Some call it stupid news. We say,
and there it is.
Now, I didn't think I'd have to be obvious with this, but some cities are urging people not to carve pumpkins and leave them on your front porch because it's dessert for the rats.
Yeah, dampers a little bit on the Halloween decorations / fall decorations, but, you know, plastic stuff is out there.
People put pumpkins out, which is candy for rats. Once they find a food source, they don't keep it a secret. Hey, you know, Joe down the street has jack-o'-lanterns out, and it's really, really good pumpkin, so want to check it out?
They're searching for food. That's kind of what they do, right? And you can't, like, fault them for that.
No, you can't, all right? But people continue to do it, and the rat population grows. Okay, if you don't believe this is true, how about leaving a raw turkey on your front porch for a few weeks before Thanksgiving, okay? Yeah. And we'll see what happens. And then there'll be Christmas. Put the candy in the candy canes. Just lay them all over the front porch.
For every act of goofiness, there's a lesson to be learned.
And there it is.
On 94KX.
I live in Point Township. We have coyotes. Imagine what we could feed them with, right? Yeah.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Coming up, a key to you, Cancun. A key for you, as in keyword, for you to qualify for that huge trip to Cancun with Liberty Travel and 94KX. It's coming up. Stay with us.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Can I call myself the class clown? Can I? A new study says that so-called class clowns may be the most intelligent students in the classroom. They found that strong humor skills during adolescence may be the sign of high intelligence. That explains a lot about my teenage behavior, which probably extended into my 20s and maybe even my 30s. But here is the master of class clowning, George Carlin.
Class clown is when you really do get a chance to kind of work out, you know, because the classroom is the best place. Classroom's best because, well, no one's allowed to laugh there. And suppressed laughter, you know, is the easiest to get, the most fun. You know, like when you're kneeling in front of a casket. Class clown was the first to discover a lot of musical things. He was the first one to get into Hawaiian nose humming, right? Well, if you're going to play, play, you know. Playing head?
That hurts.
You have to be a little mezzo for that anyway. Yeah. Yeah. Class clown was the first guy to discover this, usually in gym class, right?
Who didn't do that? Come on now. Who didn't?
Up next with Morgan in the Morning. Keep your phone handy. Another Keys to Cancun with Liberty Travel keyword could happen anytime.
Yeah!
On 94KX.
62 high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Lewisburg. Well worth that drive. Down Route 45.
WQKX. WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
A key to Cancun is on the way. Yes, you have to stay with us in the next 10 minutes.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX. It's the 94KX Keys to Cancun contest with Liberty Travel. Here's the keyword you need to text.
Jet. Jet. J-E-T, jet. It's that simple. Yeah, you're not going to walk to Cancun. You're going to have to take a flight. The keyword is jet.
Text that keyword now to 49330 along with your hometown to be in the running for a trip to Grand Fiesta Americana Coral Beach. All-inclusive hotel in Cancun. From Liberty Travel and 94KX.
You betcha. Speaking of jet, that Paul McCartney and Wings song, there was a funny moment on The View yesterday. I don't know if you caught this, but I love Whoopi Goldberg. She's so weird and wonderful. She was talking about dating a younger man. And, yeah.
I went out with a younger dude, and he said, ugh, I can't believe this. I said, what are you talking about? He says, I did not know that Paul McCartney had another band.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
There is that. And you kind of go, the Beatles? You never heard the Beatles? No.
Oh.
And so you have to know that when you're going younger, there's a lot of information that you have to impart.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes it's tiring.
Yeah.
But then there's the other way where it's like, yeah, you're younger, you're good.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're all right. So you have to know.
WQKX. Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Speaking of TV, late night sound bites, we've got Seth and Fallon on the way. Seth wants to talk about Wendy's and Kellogg's. Fallon wants to talk about TV nowadays. What's it like? Birthday buddies and more on the way. Stay with us. It's Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning.
Winning over audiences across America.
Birthday buddies.
Yay!
Birthday buddies.
You are wonderful. You make my day.
Birthday buddies.
Every day.
And go!
Yeah, we got so many. I don't think we can handle this. Look at this list.
My goodness!
These are the celebrity birthdays
amazing.
Today. Before we even get to
local celebrities.
We got to read all these. And I, to be honest with you, we're not supposed to read them all. This isn't all of them.
Oh, my good. Well, some days we have none, and then some days we have a whole bunch of them.
Yeah.
Feast or famine.
First up, 25 years old today, that guy who loves to whine. I mean, no, that new talent who loves to sing sad songs.
I'm going on doing the summer feel there's no one to save me.
Oh, Louis Capaldi is 25. I got news for you, Louis. You're too young to even know that pain, okay? You and Olivia Rodrigo get on the same cab and drive into the town of reality.
The town of reality.
I'm sorry. Here's a girl I absolutely loved in the 90s. Her name was Toni Braxton.
Lynn, love her.
Lynn, can I have a moment for just a bit?
Sure, so. Go ahead. I'll just sit here.
I'll just sit here. Toni Braxton.
I love her.
Oh, man, that girl could sing.
Oh, yeah.
She's 54 today.
My goodness.
54. The 90s was such a sweet time for me.
Come on.
What?
Snap to it.
What? Oh, I'm sorry.
Get back to today, all right? Stop living in the past.
Cut the music.
Stop that. Okay.
I'm okay.
Move along.
This will snap you to reality. Happy birthday, Simon Cowell.
I was.
How many ended in divorce? If I were you, I'd phone up the War Department, volunteer your services, because you've just invented a new form of torture. I'll give you a tip for future auditions. Don't. I don't mean to be unkind, but you have one of the worst singing voices possibly in Miami. I don't want to be rude, but you could be the worst singer in New York. Don't take this personally, but...
Oh, please.
No, I mean it. You're one of the worst singers I've ever heard in my life. Awful.
It's bizarre.
Okay, fair enough. So, is it no?
Right, that's enough. He is the meanest man in the world.
But he's British. And it sounds like it's not really being mean, right. You know, because he's British. It's the accent.
Happy birthday! No, not Bon Jovi. Oh. Tico Torres is drummer. So happy birthday there. Yo-Yo Ma, the cello virtuoso. Mm-hmm. Happy birthday to him. Vladimir Putin celebrates a birthday today.
No kidding.
How does he...
Do you have a clip of him talking and insulting people in Russian?
No.
Oh,
but what happens at his birthday party? Does he just poison people and get it over with?
Well,
I don't know.
You don't know.
John Cougar Mellencamp is 70 years old today.
Oh, my goodness.
David Hope from Kansas is 72.
Okay.
Kevin Godley from 10cc and Godley and Cream is 76.
Yeah. Okay.
And finally, Desmond Tutu is 90 years old today.
Wow.
What a great peacemaker that man is.
Yes, indeed.
South African Archbishop and civil rights leader Desmond Tutu. The list goes on, but we're done.
We're done with that.
Because we got to get right to the local celebs.
Exactly.
Or as we call them.
Birthday buddies.
Happy birthday to Alice Leitzel. She's from Higgins. She is 66.
Amanda Friend from New Columbia is 40.
Angela Klinger from Shamokin Dam is 58 today.
Cody Jones from Mount Pleasant Mills, 31 today.
Cole Raker from Shamokin is 41.
Diane Hoffman celebrating 63 today.
Happy birthday, Edna Maurer from Shamokin, 63.
Eileen Sedano from Watsontown is 34.
Jane Hunter Swank is 59 today.
Jenny Snyder from Shamokin, 41.
Jenny, I got your number. Yeah.
I see what you did there.
Karen Casella from Dornsife is 64 years old today.
Marla Hunter from Sunbury. Well, she's 57 today.
Happy birthday to Rose Schwartz from Sealands Grove, 53.
Shelby Van Horn from Lewistown, I'm sorry. Okay. She's 31.
All right. Happy birthday. And Sharon Proctor from Mount Carmel, 65 years old today. The phone's been ringing for a while. Shall we answer it?
Why, yes.
It could be a birthday buddy. 94KX.
Hi, I'm just calling to see if you guys could wish my boyfriend a happy birthday.
Sure, who's the boyfriend?
His name is Zach Rigger, and he's 29.
Yay, where's he from?
Northumberland.
All right, you're driving to work, you're on the Bluetooth, and you decide to call Morgan in the morning. And you decide to call me just in time for birthday buddies.
Yep.
You're amazing. Who's this?
My name is Ashley.
Okay, Ashley. Have a good day and consider Zach a birthday buddy.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye. You know, there's no better birthday gift than to call on the Ford Fun Line and
seriously
wish your loved one a happy birthday.
Seriously.
I think we just hit a Hallmark moment.
I think so. I'm looking for the card front now.
There you go. Use the Ford Fun Line. You could text us. You could email. You could snail mail. Just do it every morning at about this time.
It's birthday, buddy.
Uh-huh.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
You betcha. Mark's got the news and the sports. We've got to check on the AccuWeather. Coming up next half hour, viral comedy.
Ah, we love viral comedy.
You can listen to it now and look it up later. It's all right here.
On Morgan in the Morning.
62 high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. Viral comedy on the way. I don't shop at Walmart because Walmart is just scary weird to me. But sometimes something happens that's actually kind of funny. Viral comedy will kind of take us there with a shopper that, well, we can't bring it up. You can't bring it up. All right, you'll just have to wait. The shopper is actually laughing at something she's being accused of doing. Stay with us.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX. Viral comedy. Look for it later. Listen to it now.
Yeah. Our first piece of viral comedy, the reason for the technical difficulty a few moments ago, the viral comedy was actually taken down while we were trying to play it. How weird is that? It involved Walmart, where weirdness seems to grow, and a customer who is kind of being followed by an employee who is making flatulence noises. So she went to video and went viral, and all of a sudden, it's gone. Let's move to another retail outlet. Do you know of H.H. Gregg? Well, you'll see their commercials on TV once in a while. They're not a retail outlet around here. But here's a guy who did his own commercial for H.H. Gregg using brilliant doublespeak.
H.H. Gregg is having a summer sale. We've got all the hot new camp amping equipment, such as Tenhentens, Gasolasso Land Anaterns, Marsharsha Melmel Roasted Toastos, and Sasleepy Bagagos. But how about our Susport Hoarding Goodlington? We've got Basketchewans, Slant Slam Donkey Donkey. We also have a great Babaitening and Tackle Ackle section, the Fishing Rod Ottles, Nanetses, and don't forget, Suspeedening Bodo and Engines. H.H. Gregg, where the temp temperature earns is never hotter than our perpricinage.
Now, that's funny. How he did it in one take, if he did, is beyond me. And final viral comedy cut of the day. Listen to this one. Listen to what this guy said on live television. What he would do if he won the Powerball.
What are you going to do with that money if you win?
Well, I'm definitely going to get a new supercharged Mustang with dual exhaust, yes, and about 5 kilos of cocaine, and I'll be good to go.
Okay, so you like cars. You like, yeah, cars.
Evidently, the reporter didn't hear the second part, but whatever.
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
All right, Jimmy Fallon last night did another one of his tweets, and it was about inventions. Late night TV coming back one more time this hour. Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
How about an app that will send me a notification when someone I don't want to talk to is within 500 feet of me?
Crazy tweets last night.
That's a good invention. A large, warm headband that allows you to eat ice cream without getting brain freeze.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
A bed that's programmed to get really uncomfortable when the morning alarm goes off and only gets comfortable again when it's bedtime.
Oh, I like that.
The spinny thing on the bottom of deodorant that pushes it up, put that in the bottom of a Pringles can.
Yeah. That's brilliant. That's fantastic.
A device that would route a phone scammer to another phone scammer so they can have a very confusing conversation with each other.
Hello? Are you looking for it?
What?
No.
A bushel of bananas that individually get ripe one by one.
I'm with you on that every morning here.
A voice-activated fire alarm that turns off when someone yells, "I'm cooking!" Movie trailers about someone you just met so you can see what you're getting yourself into first.
He just ran a marathon.
Barefoot-friendly Legos. There you go!
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Of course, new sports and AccuWeather, but next hour, a thirsty Thursday going pink with Shade Mountain Winery, and roll up for the mystery tour. We've got a special surprise for you involving a party bus as we continue to party and paint the valley pink with the evangelical community. Thank you, Joe. 63 now, high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the morning on the way to work, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford Lewisburg. Well worth the drive down Route 45. Hey, did you catch our keyword today? I hope you did. It's jet. You're jetting off to work, right? Jet, J-E-T. Woo-hoo-hoo. Hope you texted it. There's a brand new key coming up in the midday with Chad Evans. And then again, another this afternoon with Mark Stevens. Is that great or what?
WQKX.
Sunbury. I'll tell you what's great, a thirsty Thursday. Shade Mountain Winery will be in the house next. And we've got a party bus surprise for you.
Tastes like strawberries.
Morgan in the morning. Oh, it's a thirsty Thursday, and I'm excited. We've got Amy from Shade Mountain with us, and we've got a mystery guest we're going to tell you about in just a bit. You okay with being a mystery guest?
Oh, I love it.
Okay. Right. Amy, you brought two cold, because I could see they're frosty, bottles of pink wine. We are painting the valley pink with Shade Mountain Winery. What do you have for us?
This morning, I brought along some of our Shade Mountain Blush. It is cold. It is delicious on a Thursday morning.
Okay.
The reason I brought this along is during the month of October, because it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, mm-hmm. we are donating a portion of the proceeds of the sale of this wine to the Breast Center at Evangelical Hospital.
Oh.
So it's a pink wine. It has a pink capsule. It's a wine that it's a semi-sweet wine. It'll suit anybody's taste, and okay. it goes to a good cause. So I think it's a nice pickup during the month of October or any other time of the year.
So many varieties of wine at Shade Mountain. Is this pink blush available all year, or is this just something special for October?
This is available all year round, but okay. we did choose it for the month of October because it is pink.
All right, and donations going to Evangelical Community Hospital and the Thyra M. Humphreys Center for Breast Health.
Yes.
I love your pink shirt.
Yep.
It says the Grove.
The Grove. Yep. Representing Sealand's Grove here. Yep. Yep. I'm a seal.
Okay. That's fine. A lot of activity going on at Shade Mountain. We hear about it all the time, but we have something new coming up that we're trying for the first time. And that's where our mystery guest comes in.
Yep.
We've got Chris Pfeiffer from Susquehanna Valley Limo with us. How are you, sir?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you doing, Tom?
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. Now, this is going to be an interesting situation. We're painting the valley pink, and we like to party. We've got our drinks for pink stops. We had one last night at Penn's Tavern, which was a great time, powered by Sunbury Motors, thanks to Tom Mertz and the crew at Penn Valley. Now, here's what we're going to do involving Susquehanna Valley Limousine. We're going to have a contest where we pick one winner. Only one winner. How do you fill a bus with one winner? Well, you bring your friends.
Absolutely.
So this thing is going to be neat. Tell us about it. Tell us about the bus.
Yeah,
us about
well, we're going to have our 12-passenger Mercedes Sprinter. It's limousine style on the inside, so, you know, it'll be a great time. You'll be driven wherever you need to be, and you can have plenty of that wine that I'm looking at right now. I kind of wish it was 5 o'clock right now.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere, isn't it?
Yeah,
isn't
true
there,
that.
Yeah, somebody
yeah,
said
that's,
that once.
That's
right?
Where they come up with that song at. I'm in the moment right now.
But, me too.
But so, yeah, it's, yeah. So it'll be great for whoever wins the package.
And for some people, they could actually just text or photo op their friends and say, look at me, I'm riding in a Mercedes.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And it has all the lights and bells and whistles, and we're just happy to be a part of the program and help out where we can this month especially. So it's a great cause.
Great having you, Chris.
Yeah,
thank you.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
So what a combination, Shade Mountain Winery and Susquehanna Valley Limousine and 94KX, because I'm invited on the bus.
Absolutely. Let's go. We can go right now.
Sam Tyler will be with us as well. And we will be the hosts of this one winner and a bunch of their friends to ride on this bus. And that won't happen till the end of the month, but the qualifying starts maybe today.
Yeah.
So maybe, yeah. So we'll let you know about it. We're going to do a Facebook Live from our very own parking lot here at SPC Media, where the bus is parked and waited for us. And there is a little wine involved there.
Absolutely, yes. We'll have to find a way to open that up, maybe.
I think there's a wine opener in the bus.
Really?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Great minds think alike here. Great minds
think alike. There's one right over here. Why would we have it in the studio? I don't know. Anyway, we're going to go Facebook Live shortly. We want you to stay with us and jump on Facebook if you can. And details of the 94KX party bus on the way as well. You two guys are a great combination, not just because you're both wearing pink. You guys are a great combination. Shade Mountain Winery, Susquehanna Valley Limousine, great combination.
Thanks for coming in, guys.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Tom's top list always comes up at about 8:30. Today's top list, the top 10 things you didn't know about your favorite horror movies just in time for Halloween. Stay with us. It's Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Singer Adele announced yesterday she'll release a new single called Easy on Me later this month. Incidentally, a new single is also who's going to listen to it the most.
Be a part of the show. Morgan in the Morning. The Ford Fun Line is always open. 1-800-326-94KX. Morgan in the Morning.
Presenting
Tom's top list of the day.
And you can use it anywhere.
Welcome to the goody room.
Tom's top list of the day.
That's a disturbing mental image.
Tom's top list of the day.
Radio will not fail you, ladies and gentlemen. It will bring to you everything that is worthwhile.
Now let's get started.
Yeah, here's the top 10 creepy things about creepy movies you might not know. In the movie The Craft, actual witches were hired to help make it more realistic. In the classic film The Blob from 1950, it was actually based on a blob of purple substance found in Philadelphia. What? The Nightmare on Elm Street was supposed to have a different ending. Yeah, he was supposed to die, Freddy, but he didn't because his theater already saw sequels. In the movie Jaws, the shark doesn't appear until 1 hour and 21 minutes into the film. That's because the mechanical shark hardly ever was working. Wow, that's creepy. Silence of the Lambs, Buffalo Bill dance scene? Yeah, not in the movie, but was in the book, later put in the movie. Steven Spielberg felt paranormal activity during Paranormal Activity, including his bedroom door locking, without him touching it. Oh, you know the Carrie scene where the hand comes out of the grave? It's actually Sissy Spacek's real hand. Psycho, the first American film to feature toilet flushing. Oh, there's nothing spooky about that. It's just back then you couldn't feature toilets flushing. Stanley Kubrick allegedly typed out all the words in All Work No Play Makes Jack a Dull Boy in The Shining. That was actually hand typed. Wow. And finally, number one, The Exorcist, the first movie ever to be nominated for the Best Picture Academy Award. That was in 1974.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Yeah, we'll still talk about the keys to Cancun, of course, but we told you we would reveal how to win or at least qualify for the party bus. Details still to come. Morgan in the Morning. Mm-hmm. 64 now, high atop Blue Hill where the Susquehanna Valley limo bus is still parked. I think we can't get staff out of there. What is the pink party bus? In the month of October, we'll talk about it coming up. Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Lewisburg. Well worth the drive down Route 45. Mountain Winery, thanks to Amy from Shade Mountain and Chris from the limo company for coming in and telling us about a great contest that they put together for us. It's the 94KX Party Bus. Your chance to win a chauffeured pink party to Shade Mountain Winery. This is great. All you got to do now, and we just went through a great photo session, all you got to do is look for the 94KX Party Bus post on Facebook, on our 94KX Facebook page, and share it. Just share it for your chance to qualify. On Halloween Day. This is cool. On Halloween Day, we'll pick the winner who could pack that bus with their friends, and you'll be picked up by Susquehanna Valley Limousine with yours truly and Sam Tyler. It's the Morgan and Sam Show. Yeah, it'll be on the bus. And we'll be taken to Shade Mountain Winery for free wine tasting, drinks in the limo, a party platter from our good friends at Honor Roll. So much more included on this contest. And it's all part of Painting the Valley Pink. For more information, just go to WQKX.com. WQKX.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
We'll tease you a little bit more with the keys to Cancun. And we'll just say thank you for listening.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Hopefully you texted our Keys to Cancun keyword early this morning with us. That keyword was jet, because you can't walk to Cancun. Well, you could, but it'd take you a while. Anyway, Chad Evans on the way next. He's got a brand new keyword. Mark Stevens has another one this afternoon. You just keep texting to qualify to win our 7-day vacation to Cancun with Liberty Travel. Yeah!
WQKX. Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Hi, this is Bob Schoen, the general manager of Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45 in Lewisburg. And for years, we've been saying it's